Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The request to have a marriage with a laptop and a parrot has been thrown out. The case against Kim Davis has been dismissed. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel.
Okay, Matt, I just have to interrupt you. I mean, this is so crazy.
It's nuts.
Is a bird brain idea, don't you think?
Yeah, it definitely is for the birds. No question about that. This is a crazy situation. Now, the actual people that filed the suit, to my knowledge, at least the one with the laptop, wasn't serious about marrying the laptop.
Yeah, what was he trying to prove? I mean, good grief.
This person had actually filed lawsuits in Texas, Tennessee, Utah, and South Carolina, basically trying to push the message that once you deconstruct marriage, then anything goes.
Right.
Now, the person with the parrot, I'm not quite sure about. She actually approached Kim Davis and said that she wanted to marry her parrot. And so Kim actually took her down to the county attorney.
Maybe she was a few sunflower seeds short of
She was something short. But the amazing thing is, Matt, that both of these cases came to Kim Davis because of her prominence in the issue of marriage, and they approached her wanting to marry a laptop in one case and a parrot in the other case. So she went down, took both people to their county attorney. It ended up there was a lawsuit that was filed, and then it took 9 months for this judge, Will Hoyt, to issue an opinion, a long time. It seems like it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
And he actually took the case seriously, if you will, and said that it was implausible, fanciful, and frivolous. Well, that's an understatement.
Really?
But, Matt, you know, we laugh at this, and it's crazy as can be, but it was crazy as can be when you think about same-sex marriage not so many years ago.
Yeah, not so many years ago, people would say same-sex marriage. Wait a minute, that's an oxymoron. That doesn't even make sense, because marriage is the union of one man and one woman. That's what marriage is by definition. So this is illustrative. These silly cases, we bring them out. And there have been other ones of people, you know, a woman wanting to marry a tree. But when you head down that path, when you deconstruct the institution of marriage and try to redefine it as something that it cannot possibly be, the big thing that we hear the most about, of course, is so-called same-sex marriage. When you implement a counterfeit definition of the institution of marriage, then it opens the floodgates for all kinds of silliness. But what we need to underscore here is that the concept of same-sex marriage in and of itself is no more ridiculous than the idea of marrying a parrot or a laptop, because marriage is what marriage is, and anything outside of that is counterfeit marriage.
Absolutely. And just, you know, all kidding aside, it's an example of how we've distorted God-created order of one man and one woman. And what are we showing our future generation by cases like this, you know?
And I think, at least as it relates to one of these plaintiffs, that's what his point is.
Mm-hmm.
He really didn't intend to marry a laptop, but he apparently had filed these lawsuits other places. The woman with the parrot, who knows, you know, what was going on in her mind. But I think this illustrates, once you start to deconstruct something that is so obvious and objective, the union of a male and female, the natural created order, natural law, revealed law, millennia of human history has affirmed the obvious, that men and women have complementary created natures and are made for one another, and we have labeled that relationship when men and women come together as marriage. And the scriptures from the book of Genesis all the way through the New Testament to the end of the book of Revelation speaks about marriage as a paradigm. And when you deconstruct the obvious, then it becomes nonsensical because anything goes. Obviously, this sounds ridiculous. It is. It's nonsense. It is. But the same was said about same-sex marriage. And now you have five lawyers on the United States Supreme Court. Basically, they pulled a rabbit out of the hat, and they invent same-sex marriage as a so-called constitutional right. They say that marriage has been the union of a man and a woman for millennia of human history. That's true. And then they just, with a stroke of a pen, decide to attempt to rewrite it. You know, the fact, Matt, when you deconstruct nature, there is a consequence and a price. You can't just deconstruct nature and assume that there's no consequence. And obviously, the most immediate consequence is children, who ultimately will be permanently deprived of a mother and a father, that stable environment where moms and dads provide something different and unique to that relationship. When you have same-sex marriage, it skews the view of the absent gender, and it forever prohibits that child, son or daughter, from ever having a relationship or ever having any influence of that mother or father, depending upon whether it's two men or two women.
Well, it robs that child of either the child's mother or the child's father. And as ridiculous as what we're talking about here, Matt, with marrying a parrot, marrying, there was another case where a woman wanted to marry herself, marrying a tree. As ridiculous as it is, if these five rogue justices that really acted like clowns, and they were roundly mocked by Justice Scalia and Justice Roberts and Alito and rightfully so, in the dissent, if they're going to be logically consistent, or I guess I should say if they're going to be illogically consistent, the same arguments would apply to the idea of marrying a parrot as a man marrying a man or marrying a woman. If they're just going to arbitrarily decide that on a whim because they feel like they want to do it, what other arguments against marrying a parrot can there possibly be now that they've opened this door, now that they've broken the institution of marriage and said it can be whatever, any two people, or who's even to confine it to people? My point being, and the point I think the gentleman who has filed the suit of asking to marry his laptop is trying to show here, is that to be logically consistent, now that they've destroyed the institution of marriage effectively, anything goes. Am I wrong?
Yeah, you're right. And in fact, obviously the most immediate consequence of that is polygamy and polyamory. Polygamy being, say, for example, a person with multiple spouses, a man with multiple wives is typically what polygamy is. But polyamory is also multiple genders within that marriage. So you could have multiple men with multiple women, basically group marriage, if you will. And that already is being argued by the ACLU using the precedent of the Supreme Court's marriage case, and basically saying that, well, if someone has a quote-unquote orientation to someone of the same sex, or an inclination or a desire for someone of the same sex, what about for someone who wants to be with both sexes, both homosexual and heterosexual, or whatever, you know, it might be, then why are you depriving them of that quote-unquote loving, committed relationship, which is just buzzwords for trying to mask what is underneath this situation? And it is harmful to our society. It certainly deprives children of moms and dads.
I can hear the arguments now. If a person identifies as bisexual, if they say that that is their sexual orientation, aren't they robbing them of fulfilling their marriage dreams and full so-called marriage equality if they're not allowed to marry both a man and a woman? I mean,
That's exactly the argument that is being made. That's why it's so important to continue to defend marriage. And you say, well, the Supreme Court has already spoken. Well, you know, the Supreme Court spoke on lots of different things. The Supreme Court has been overruled on a lot of different things. The Supreme Court has made some terrible, terrible decisions. Dred Scott was a decision that was terrible. Buck versus Bell, the forced eugenics decision, was terrible. Many other cases have been terrible.
Yeah,
Roe versus Wade, of course. Mm-hmm. And no one sits back that's pro-life and says, well, the Supreme Court spoke in 1973 and again in 1992. Forget it. Let's just move on to the next battle. No, the battle has always been there. And I believe one day that Supreme Court tragedy will be overturned. The same with this 5-4 opinion by these lawyers on the Supreme Court, as Chief Justice John Roberts called him. That's his words, not my words. I think that that will ultimately be overturned as well. Elections have consequences, and who serves on that Supreme Court has consequences. And yet the people also ought to stand up, because we have a right for judges and justices to interpret the Constitution that we provide them. And when they don't, we ought to respond accordingly. There are civil laws that allow us to impeach and ultimately redress those wrongs that these judges do. So go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. We're continuing to stand and defend marriage. This is another victory, if you will. We represent Kim Davis, and she has been someone who has been leading the forefront in the fight for marriage.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. lc.org.